The Footprints of God by Greg Iles. Chapter 1. My name is David Tennant, M.D. I'm professor of ethics at the University of Virginia Medical School, and if you're watching this tape, I am dead. I took a breath and gathered myself. I didn't want to rant. I had mounted my Sony camcorder on a tripod and rotated the LCD screen in order to see myself as I spoke. I had lost weight over the past weeks. My eyes were red with fatigue, the orbits shiny and dark. I looked more like a hunted criminal than a grieving friend. I don't really know where to begin. I keep seeing Andrew lying on the floor, and I know they killed him. But I'm getting ahead of myself. You need facts. I was born in 1961 in Los Alamos, New Mexico. My father was James Howard Tennant, the nuclear physicist. My mother was Ann Tennant, the pediatrician. I am making this tape in a sober state of mind, and I'm going to deposit it with my attorney as soon as I finish, on the understanding that it should be opened if I die for any reason. 6 hours ago, my colleague, Dr. Andrew Fielding, was found dead beside his desk, the victim of an apparent stroke. I can't prove it, but I know Fielding was murdered. For the past 2 years, he and I have been part of a scientific team funded by the National Security Agency and DARPA, the government agency that created the Internet in the 1970s. Under the highest security classification, that team and its work are known as Project Trinity. I glanced down at the short-barreled Smith & Wesson 38 in my lap. I had made sure the pistol wasn't visible on camera, but it calmed me to have it within reach. Reassured, I again stared at the glowing red light. 2 years ago, Peter Godin, founder of the Godin Supercomputing Corporation, had an epiphany, much like that.